The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Hey, John Potter here, live and local every Saturday, 9 to noon. And taking calls as always, open topic. And oh my gosh, look who's on the phone. Diamond Dave Landau, frequent guest on the Jimmy Failla Show. Here on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. What are you calling for, Diamond Dave? Oh, my goodness. Good morning.
Oh, hey. Good morning. How are you?
It's been busy, my friend. How about you?
Yeah, good. Yeah, I'll be at the Carson City Nugget coming up on September 30th, two shows. So just call in. I appreciate you letting me promote it.
Oh, yeah. You got through our producer. Awesome.
I did, somehow.
Listen to you before on Jimmy Failla, and you're a funny guy, and this is what your show is going to be at the Nugget, right? You're a comedian?
That's right, yes. Yeah, for the people that don't know me. Yes, which is a lot.
Well, let me give you a comedy buffet here, because the show is open topic, and Diamond Dave, I'm going to run through the 11 topics that people have called about this morning, and you can take any of these topics and give us a comedic spin, if you will. We started off at we started off at 9 with presidential candidate Larry Elder was here. We talked about horses, Dr. King, crime. This is the callers here. Liberal media, ants, Hunter Biden, migrant crossings, crockpots, race, and punk rock. Those are the topics that we've discussed on the show so far. So have at it, my friend.
Oh, I'd have to hear some opinions on it. But yeah, I mean, my opinion, I don't know. If you put it all together, Hunter Biden and Martin Luther King are far cry from each other.
That's
for sure.
That's right.
All of it is pretty fascinating. I like Larry, too, as a candidate. I think it's great that he was in. And yeah. I think we're in for the most interesting election year yet, possibly even more interesting than 2020, as they're trying to reinforce, you know, mask mandates and, you know, the new super virus, supposedly, you know, just the stuff you keep hearing.
I know you bring that stuff up on Larry Failla, but do you do this on stage? Are you a political candidate?
I talk about it a little bit because everything's available right now. I mean, we have a president that I think he's alive. It's hard to tell. He has one eye that doesn't seem to blink. It just waters. And he seems to pass out at inopportune times. But that's who we have in office right now. And I will take that over. I'll take anybody over that right now. I hope. I think the country feels very similar. At least I hope they do.
How do you get the people at the Nugget laughing about these political topics? And I've seen some comedians do it successfully, no matter what side. Geez, I saw Rich Little in Las Vegas, and he was doing imitations of both Republicans and Democrats, and the crowd didn't take it personally at all. Some were just viciously good impressions. So some of your material on politics, how do you get the people laughing about it?
I think you just have to be honest with your point of view. I mean, you have to, you know, I think a lot of people feel the same way right now about a lot of things. And I think realistic, I like how you said they made fun of both sides, because that's what comedy used to be, is you used to make fun of whoever was in power. Like Dennis Miller, they asked him, they said, well, everybody thought you were liberal because you made fun of Reagan and Bush. And he said, well, yeah, they were the president at the time. That's why I made fun of them. Because that's kind of what you used to do. He used to make fun of whoever had the power, and it's for some reason that seems to be taboo now.
All right, let me hitch on some of the non-political topics that have been brought up on the show. Horses, any material on that?
That's a curveball.
Wild horses, yes. Feral
where are
horses,
they? Where are the horses at?
Oh, well, according to some people, they're just everywhere, but also we had calls on ants, same thing. Do you have a material?
I'm from Detroit. I'm from Detroit. We have very few feral horses. If we did, it would be pretty shocking. It probably would have galloped out of a drug dealer's basement.
Okay, that's what we're talking about. How about crock pots? I brought up macaroni and cheese in a crock pot today, of all things.
Well, that's the kind of cooking I can do. I just have to buy something at the store and dump it into something that heats. That's the only thing I've ever brought to a party, and I'll carry for my wife because I'm the worst at cooking. I don't know how to do it, and I respect those who do.
You know,
like a sale on crock pots?
Diamond Dave, I think it's my opinion that it's a natural talent is cooking. I remember as a kid trying to make things with my Easy Bake Oven, and I failed at every opportunity, and that's why I think this mac and cheese in a crock pot is so incredibly good. Because you just dump these ingredients in there, and in 3 hours, the macaroni and cheese is done. So it is
exactly
a natural talent. Yes, just like gardening.
The only
natural
thing
talent.
The only thing that I made successfully in high school was marijuana brownies, and that nobody was diving into that for flavor, but everybody did like them.
Okay.
So we had that going for us.
All right.
Yes, crock pot. I've never done that in a crock pot, I'll be honest.
All right.
I never put pot in a crock pot.
Okay. Ants. No comedy material on ants, I assume. How about
like,
punk rock?
Like obese relatives or like the insects?
Oh, my gosh. punk rock, my friend.
I actually love punk rock, to rip on it, but I love it because it's like I dream of being one. Because they can't really play instruments well, and I feel like I could do that.
Well, those folks will never call back.
As far as my, no, I love punk rock. I, being from Detroit, I love the MC5. I love Black Flag. I love Iggy Pop and the Stooges. Like, I'm actually a big fan of punk rock. I think it's the new. I think it's awesome. But yeah, there is just a lot of bands that you see live, and it's like, oh, so it's more about spitting than actually playing an instrument. All right,
oh, gosh.
I can be your hero.
Now. Are you one of these comedians who started off with a career, and then you had people telling you, "Gosh, duh, why are you funny all the time?" And it went off from there to national exposure, like you have on the Jimmy Fallon show. How did you end up where you are as a comedian?
Subprime loans. No, I'm kidding. I spent 5 years in high school. And after 5 years in high school, I had the opportunity of going to the second city in Detroit and just doing, I started in comedy right when I was 19, writing satire and doing comedy. Like I never really had any other interest at all in my life that I seem to enjoy. And comedy actually got me in trouble in school, but it also taught me a lot. So it was actually a teacher my first senior year who told me, "You're actually very funny." And she said, "There's this new place called the Second City," which was originally in Chicago. It's where, like, I'm sure you've heard of it. Dan Aykroyd, John Candy, Bill Murray, like, and tons of people.
Is that still around?
It's still in Chicago, yeah. It's not in Detroit anymore, but it was in Detroit. John Candy opened it in 93, and she told me about it. She goes, "You should go there and get it out of your system so you stop doing this in my classroom." And right when I got out of high school, I ended up going to Second City, and I started there.
And here you are. And have you made it to I get material in terms of my funny mind. I get material just by the everyday things that I go through, and that is ants and crock pots this week.
Sure.
or trying to get customer service, or just watching TV. Is that where you get a lot of your material?
Oh, yeah. Well, I really just watching TV, looking at the news, trying to get customer service. I've never been able to accomplish that. So if there is a finish line, let me know. I usually just hang up and I'm like, "You win, whoever I was trying to get something from," after 50 minutes on hold. It's just the worst. The absolute worst. That's why I think they just send you to other countries, because once you talk to somebody, it's a completely different language. And you're like, "All right, I can't do this anymore. Just I'll pay the extra $5 a month."
You know, Diamond Dave, it's just like doing taxes and the IRS, they purposely, and I told my accountant this this week, they purposely make it as complicated as they can to frustrate you to the point where, okay, here's the money, you know, without the to find what you are due. Yes. With taxes, you have to go through the most unbelievable obstacle course, and previous accountants can't even get it right that do my taxes.
Oh, absolutely. I honestly, they should just come and rob you at gunpoint once a year and make it a surprise, just at an ATM or while you're at dinner. It would feel better that way, because it would be less complicated, but it would still have that same, you know, wonderful aftertaste.
My friend
burned. I went through an audit. It was the worst. It's the truth. I'm like, you could just shoot me in the leg if you want, and we could be done. The worst.
Simpler life for sure. Okay, now your show is going to be, is it next Saturday at the Nugget in Carson City?
Yes, it is. Two shows at the Nugget. My buddy Derek Richards is going to be opening, who's hilarious. And yeah, it's next Saturday.
Diamond Dave, I would love to see your show. I you're a funny guy. I appreciate you calling in this morning. And tell us, say hi to Jimmy Failla for us. And it's been a pleasure. Yes.
Oh, no, I said no. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
And gentlemen, just so everybody's aware, our listeners are eligible for tickets. I will take the first 10 texters to text Diamond Dave to 775-884-9910. And you'll each get a pair of tickets. So that's 10 people, 20 tickets. Text now, 884-9910.
Craig is a generous man. Diamond Dave, thank you for calling in.
Thank you for having me. Again, I really appreciate it.
Sure thing, my friend. All right. Well, okay. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back. Open topic. But Craig's going to be busy taking those texts right now, so don't call until, I tell you what, the best opening, the best time to call, probably 12:45. And I know we have a lot of people trying to get in, so, which is a good thing. But
before
I'm here
every
before
you go, we received a text. It's beautiful, because we do have to mention this event that's in Genoa this weekend. But there's a traffic alert around the Candy Dance. There's a disabled stroller downtown, missing a wheel, off the roadway near Ranch Entrance, not causing problems, awaiting AAA.
All right. Well, you're joking. Okay.
No, that was an actual text. With a picture.
Have you been to the Candy Dance lately? It's not like it was in the 70s with the ladies, the elderly women putting up their little tables and their homemade candies or anything.
Now they're
it's a metropolis.
Yeah. Over 30,000 people over the weekend,
Every food truck in Nevada's there, and it's walking through a carnival midway. It is huge.
400 vendors.
Yes, it is a fun event, but it's huge. All right, we're going to take a break. I'm John Potter. Be back, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 11:19.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 99.1FMTalk.com.
You know, yesterday I bought the first bag of Halloween candy that will not make it to Halloween. The first of maybe three. Taking a look at stuff going on in the news, some of it national, but news that ultimately does affect us. First off, by the way, I'm John Potter, live and local each and every Saturday morning, 9 to noon, out of these fine radio stations. Folks, turn your pockets inside out to show solidarity with the UAW's efforts to raise the price of American-made cars. Yes, turn your pockets inside out to show support. Fight the man. Now, I don't want to come off completely in support of the car makers, because was it 15 years ago when the car companies got bailed out by the taxpayers? You know, Great Recession, remember that? 15 years ago, car companies got bailed out by the taxpayers. And then they turned around and moved more production to China and Mexico And when they bring the cars back to sell in the U.S., they charge just as much as if they were made here. Maybe it wasn't exactly that way, but the general theme, I believe, there is correct. Reno, downtown Reno. I want to talk about downtown Reno for just a couple of minutes. Reno, because I go there all the time. I walk early in the morning. I used to run. Now I'm 69 years old. Now I walk. And I walk through downtown Reno at 5:30 in the morning. By the way, I still get up at 3 in the morning. It's just, I like it, you know, sunrise and all. But Reno has downtown ambassadors. And we've had them for quite a while. And just this year, they went 24 hours. The ambassadors are there to help everyone, not just tourists, you know, who visit downtown. I believe they used to walk around and just be helpful, giving directions and answering questions like, where do I park or eat? You know, giving out those little maps to tourists. And they were more like guides. But it has changed, it seems, to a more police-type role for the ambassadors. You see them now, they patrol in blue shorts and black pant uniforms, and they do have a big job on their hands. As the Reno Downtown Partnership website says, they are now there to create a cleaner, safer, and friendlier environment downtown. They look a bit like officers now, and the picture shows them on these patrol bikes, and they have two-way radios now, and even a rapid response vehicle, because it has an unsafe reputation. Downtown, since its heyday in the 70s and early 80s, sadly became, more than I've seen in 40 years, a homeless hangout. But I'm happy to say I feel it's finally turning around, which is a startling statement to make. As I said, I walk downtown quite frequently, and while there is an uncomfortable encounter now and then, like the homeless gentleman screaming in my face Thursday morning at 6:30 a.m. right in front of City Hall, I feel things are looking up. We have new restaurants opening up in the row, like a Gordon Ramsay steakhouse thing at Silver Legacy. The J Resort. Have you been to the J Resort? If you haven't been in lately, it's gorgeous. It is beautiful. I've heard this before, and I'll kind of agree. It's the Bellagio of Reno casinos. It is very nice. It's empty, but beautiful. The Neon Line Park that the same company built along West 4th. It's a wonderful sight to see at night, because they light up these old neon signs, or recreations of old Reno signs, light them up on West 4th, and it's a park there, and so that's a great place to have an event on 4th Street. Old motels have been closed and demolished, but not everybody is excited about that. I mean, you would think everybody would be on board supporting a comeback for our downtown. Not so. Homeless advocates are up in arms about the decrepit motels that were closed and demolished. Reno Mayor Hillary Sheevy said at the time, that housing was not affordable housing. That housing was horrific. It's wrong to continue to say that we took away people's housing. Honestly, what happened, it needed to happen a long time ago. We let it go on way too long and subjected people to horrific conditions for a very long time. And that's what we should be ashamed of. That's a quote from the mayor. But advocacy groups clashed with developers for 3 hours at a public meeting last year over the improvements on West 4th. Those who are complaining about Jacobs Entertainment putting $1 billion into revitalizing downtown, these people make the homeless folks the priority, and that they have a right to hang around there, and that developers are bad. But other people have the right to be there too, including, come on, developers. This week, Jacobs Entertainment confirmed that it bought the Desert Rose Inn motel on West 4th Street, and they plan to demolish it as part of its Reno Neon Line District Entertainment and Housing Project. Here's some comments on Reno Reddit about Jacobs. This blankety blank paid over $10 million for 1 acre of land. This cannot end well. Here's another one. It seems like certain people are monopolizing the decisions and the treatment of low income and homeless. It's appalling. Now, it is interesting to me that the people who teach tolerance and diversity are so darned intolerant of other types of people, like the leaders who want to fix up downtown. Can the developer possibly express some interest in this building in which he or she wants to invest in and open? There are some real benefits there. If the folks who are investing their time and money and a lot of our money into redeveloping downtown, it's not my biggest thing, but the people who are into that, who believe in that, who are investing themselves and their money in that, I'm not exactly sure that we should treat them like they're skunks or something. I believe that business owners are folks who own buildings. I believe they have a valid voice downtown, and it just boggles my mind to think that these progressives so loathe people in business that they would willingly scuttle whatever little hopes of resurgence downtown Reno has because they don't want to offend the sensitivities of the folks who are by the bridge sleeping on the benches. If the people who are downtown believe that a business improvement district is good for them, where they pitch in money and that goes to help things that benefit the rest of us in downtown Reno, what is wrong with that? Why would business be a bad thing? It would be wrong to say business is the only thing that counts, and it'd be wrong to say business is the only thing that doesn't count. If you're concerned about the homeless people, that's good, and respect them, yes. Nobody is pushing them off or giving them any grief at all. So why are we doing the same to people who are spending millions of dollars and who are not breaking the law? I mean, I'm not sure that the folks making old empty buildings downtown useful again. I'm not sure these people are the bad guys. People trying to keep this city from turning into a blighted, rusted, falling down ghetto. I'm not sure that those people are bad. And come on, there's not a whole line of people waiting in line to spend $1 billion to fix up our downtown. So that's the side I take on that. We're going to take a break for Fox News right now. I'm John Potter. Our phone number, 884-9910. FM News Talk Time, 1132.
On an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Happy fall, y'all. John Potter, live and local. Don't worry, we have second summer coming and then second fall. Yeah, Truckee Meadows.
Yeah, well, did we have not part of the first winter up in the mountains yesterday?
Did we?
A little dusting of snow up at around the lake, yeah. Just a wee bit.
Somebody posted some alarming picture of some highway. I don't know if it was Montana or Dakotas or what, but it was like a blizzard over the already. Anyway, that's producer Craig Moss. How are you, my friend? Good week?
It has been a very good week. We've actually been busy here on the air today. It's been madhouse. And I just want to say to everybody right now, those of you who texted in to win to get the tickets, it's not that I haven't, that I'm ignoring you. It's that I won't be answering those texts until I get off the air because there's so many of you out there. And okay. I actually increased it. I said okay. 10 originally.
Yeah.
I went up to 20 pairs.
My goodness. My goodness. Oh, my goodness.
My executive decision as producer of the show.
Yes. He has a big shot. Okay. Right. So me, I had a bit of a scare this week, and you being a tech guy will enjoy this. I like these conversations we have about tech because I'm such a 69-year-old guy who enjoys good customer service. And then there's the new way of doing things in the new world where you either get with a new program or you're lost on the island of misfit has-beens.
And hope you have a 5 to 10-year-old grandchild.
So reading all these things about internet security, One of the recommendations you commonly see is to set up second step authorization, where after you sign in with your user ID and your password, it will, if you okay this second step authorization, the website or app will then tell you it's messaging a code to your phone, and you use that unique code, it's always different, to open the second door to get to your account, if you will. I personally have had terrible experiences with second step authorization because if you ever change your phone number or email, you are forever blocked from that site, from your account, from your bank account. No way to change your account because you can't get into it. And this is what happened with my KTVN John Potter Facebook page. Channel 2 shut down my desktop computer access to everything without warning several hours before they showed me the door. And I had to turn in my work phone, which basically forced me to go from Apple to Android because I couldn't get into my Apple account without it. You cannot call Facebook about your account at all. Apple won't do a thing for you without your phone, and on and on. And so there are things to consider before you do this second step authorization. I remember telling Chase Bank, surely you know that there comes a time when people, your customers, may change their phone number or when they retire, which I am not. I am not retired. But you
may be tired, but not retired.
Yes, but you can't access. And there's nothing more ridiculous than spending an hour on the phone trying to get Einstein Bagels to change my email address for my account. There are some agencies and companies who, to this day, think my email is still jpotter@ktvn.com. So I don't know what I'm missing. Channel 2 could have done the, you know, nice thing and told me what they were going to do, but it's okay. But what I'm getting to this week is my wife and I are, you know, we're sure we're never going to change our emails and phone numbers now. So I said, sweetheart, all this news about hacking and such, I'm going to add this second step authorization to your bank account for safety so we don't get hacked. Well, you know, first day with it, she can't get in. And there was hell to pay at home. After the code was put in, it just flashed this weird message about the last time the account was viewed. Okay, click here. And it went to the change your password page. Very confused. So I call customer service. Spent 5 minutes with the automated menu. Then the obligatory, our representatives are experiencing high call volume at 9 p.m., by the way. They are dog-faced pony soldier liars. Remember that. But anyway, so I waited 20 minutes, gave up. I tell Kathy I'm going to call in the morning. I'm going to straighten this out, which took me my morning. So Kathy was so mad. I have been called a doofus so many times, and frankly, I was worried because I have this fear. This is a nightmare, really, a real-life nightmare. I have this fear that with the IRS not answering their phones and with the banks being inaccessible with your own money, I have this nightmare where we eventually get to a time where if you have a lot of money waiting for you somewhere, that entity will be unreachable or call you back. And what do you do? What do you do? The IRS only answered 11% of phone calls. What was it, 2 years ago? That alarms me. What if your return got lost or something? What can you do? There's nobody there. And I have a nightmare about we can't access. Okay, so part two, I walked to McDonald's for my morning coffee, and McDonald's is doing all they can to discourage ordering at the counter. They have these kiosks everywhere and no person at the counter on purpose. They have kiosks everywhere. Nobody at the counter. The kiosk, and I tried it, it takes you through four different steps. Then it can't take my QR code. I just want a cup of coffee. That's all I came in for. I just want a cup of coffee. Thankfully, though, if you're stubborn and you stand there for over a minute, a kitchen person will come over, a bit of a frown on their face, and take your order. But they really wish you would just use the kiosk. I mean, even if the kiosk was simpler. I don't want to use the kiosk. I really crave, first thing in the morning when I'm doing my long walk, I crave a friendly face and kind greetings in the morning. If you can't find enough workers, if that's the problem, get those people who work the California Agricultural Inspection Station in Truckee to come in. They're not doing anything. Or some of those DMV management people who apparently don't seem to be doing too much. But I guess moral of the story, I was born too late. There you go. But thank you for letting me express my frustrating week on the radio. I just have this fear that we're not going to have the contact at all anymore because it just gets worse and worse. We thought during the pandemic, oh, this is temporary and everything. It's not. It's not. They're never coming back. I don't know if it's greed. Could it be the corporations just don't want to pay, you know, want to save some money by not expanding the payroll to where it used to be? Could it be? I don't know what the reason is, but I do have this fear. Thankfully, we are live and local here. And that's why it was important for me to take this Saturday job. Plus, I was desperate. Okay, I'll be honest. I was desperate to do something. Somebody hired a 69-year-old man, and that's me.
And, but I am, and who actually on his birthday had to do the math to actually figure out how old he was.
I'm desperate, desperate. Email me, renoman47 at yahoo.com. I love early morning weekday work.
Also, I can tell you that 22 years ago, that's when you got your email address, because you put the year, you put how old you were at the time you got the email address.
Yes, yeah. You're right. And by the way, talk about how unsavvy I am with tech. I have no idea what my email is at this radio station. It's not easy to remember, is it?
Weekend@ebc.media. That's okay, weekend@ebc for Evans Broadcast Company .media.
See, that dot media throws me off.
Yeah. There's no .com, nothing else, just ebc.media.
Well, maybe I'll check it and see what's there. I have no idea.
Well, we tried to make it John-proof. So what we did is any emails that come to weekend@ebc.media automatically get forward to Reno Man 47.
I don't know if that's a compliment or not. Yeah. anyway, yes, I'm John Potter. Let's take a break. This is 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk. Time is 11:47.
FM Talk.
11:51, 9 now before noon. I'm John Potter. It's live and local every Saturday morning, 9 to noon. Our phone number, 884-9910. And now, for once, two phone lines are open for you to call in. Let's go to those phones. Joe calling from Reno. Hey, Joe, thanks for calling in, my friend.
It's my pleasure, John. I just want to call up and tell you everything that you say this morning in particular, 99.9, or I should say 99.1, I agree with, man. You do a great job. We, my wife and I, miss you on TV. The early mornings, we would get up sometimes just to listen to John Potter, man. That's how much we enjoy you. And with that explanation you just gave regarding your leaving there, I really, all I could say is I feel sorry. And saddened by the way they treated you. As a suggestion, talking about Mayor
Sheevy.
Yeah, Sheevy. All the stuff you were saying about downtown is right on, man. We really appreciate it. We've been here since 65, and watching the town go through everything, all of it, the street people, the street urchins, or whatever you want to call them, people that just don't want to work, and they're a blight on the system, on our taxes here locally. I've been a blue collar worker in this town all these years. I served in the military in 68 through 72, and I do it all again, man, just for the freedoms we share here. And I want you to know, Ben, I'm backing you, whatever you want to do. Suggestion-wise, you ought to talk to Mayor Sheevy, and you could probably voice some of those things you said just this morning to her and sign on as a consultant to the mayor and to this city. You've got so much to offer that you can incorporate yourself some way or another, or have them pay on a sliding scale system or something, just for your expertise in our area. You love Reno, man, and it shows all these things.
Well, thank you, my friend. I think from the same tent here. I mean, you came here in the 60s, I came here in the 70s, and I spent most of my life here already. As for the mayor, I'm with her with what she said about downtown redevelopment. I think she's right. You know, those motels were not good. They were getting worse and worse, and they were a drug market. Exactly.
Yeah. And you couldn't even walk past there. You could not even walk past downtown, you know, during later evenings, hot August nights, the different Italians, all the different events we have here are family oriented, even the motorcycles for that much matter. It's pretty bad when you cannot go past a motel or a certain intersection right there on 4th Street in Virginia and not be accosted or somebody begging for you. My favorite line to them was whenever they'd come up and say, hey, you got a dollar? I say, look, man, I'm working this side of the street. You get over on the other side of the street and beg over there. I would tease him, but hey, John, where do you go for McDonald's coffee in the morning? 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning.
I go to Plum and Virginia. Now, there was a time when they couldn't find enough people to work, and that McDonald's didn't open till after breakfast. Just recently, they started opening back up at about 6 o'clock, right in front of Reno Public Market. But I make my long walk. I go downtown, and it's a beautiful thing to see the sunrise in the city.
Absolutely.
Yep. I'm an early, that was always be an early morning guy. Joe, I appreciate your call.
All right.
Thank you,
man.
Sir.
That's good to know. All right. Keep up the good work, man. Don't get down, John. Keep on saying and doing what
down.
You're doing.
I'm not down.
All right, man.
Yeah. A lot of people think I'm down about, losing that job, but no, you can't go back, you know, but you would think that if you worked hard and don't gossip and don't go into the news director's office and complain and don't take many vacation days, you'd be valued at work, you know? What an idiot I was.
Hey,
that was Dad's thing. Just work hard. Like Larry Elder said, just work hard. Anyway, Craig, go ahead.
Taking a step backwards in time. And for newer people who around the country, you may still have them. But that McDonald's you're talking about, that building, before they tore it down.
Big Boy Restaurant, right?
Big Bob's Big Boy Restaurant, yep.
Right, yes.
Had Bob's burgers outside on his on the sidewalk. The big
yes, yeah, the best burgers too.
Yeah,
they were incredible. We just had a burger at Outback Steakhouse. I was very impressed with that one too. The patty is nice and thick. But you're taking me back, my friend, to the 70s where Big Bob's was there. And Kitty Corner across the street was Sambo's.
Yep.
Sambo's there at Plum in Virginia, which is now, I think, a Chinese restaurant.
And next to Claych Animal Hospital was the first and only Kentucky Fried Chicken for, 25 years, 30 years?
That was it.
That was the only one right there next to Claych Animal Hospital.
Oh, my gosh. You young people, thank you for taking me back, you young person, Craig.
Well, I remember as a kid going at the time, what's now Reno Public Market was Shopper's Square, and before they tore it down and rebuilt it. But I remember going there as a kid, sitting on Santa's knee in the center area.
Do you remember at Shopper Square? I think Skaggs was
Skaggs.
There. And Thrifty was, I can't remember where Thrifty was or did Skaggs become Thrifty, but there was 10-cent ice cream cones in there.
Oh, yeah, they were actually competing with Bob's for the ice cream cones.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're near the end of the show, folks. Thank you for tuning in. What I've learned, this too shall pass. Celebrate life. Don't just get through it, okay? Here's to blue skies, green lights. Thank you so much. Let's hope for peace, right, Jack Joseph? But seriously, if you're feeling down, like Joe said, in times like this, decorate your mind with reminders of your successes. Remind yourself that you have a track record of accomplishment. You have overcome before, and you will overcome again. Live your life and be defined by the love that you give and receive, and your accomplishments. And finally, remember, there are three kinds of people in the world: those who can count and those who cannot. Oh, there you go. I'll talk to you next Saturday. I'm John Potter. Show is live and local each and every Saturday at 9 to noon and 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.